Let us develop some body images to understand the basic needs of a Christian group body. It needs Jesus, the life, spirit. Organization, the skeleton. Commitment, the muscles. Prayer, the soul. Formation, the intelligence. Records, the memory. Love and interpersonal relations, the heart. Communication, the nerves. Charity and service, the hands and arms. Evangelization, the voice. Planning, the feet. Finances, the stomach. Everything is important and, as St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12, 12-31, every body function in the church/group has its work, a very necessary work. The various ministries inside our group must function well. You know surely of groups with good formation but no service, with a beautiful choir but no love and unity, with good organization but no prayer. And how many good groups have been damaged by financial scandals because the treasurer was not straightforward. Too often we find groups which are only dry bones, as in the prophecy of Ezekiel. I felt the powerful presence of the Lord, and His Spirit took me and set me down in a valley where the ground was covered with bones. He led me all round the valley, and I could see that there were very many bones, and that they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal man, can these bones come back to life?" I replied, "Sovereign Lord, only You can answer that." He said, "Prophesy to the bones. Tell these dry bones to listen to the word of the Lord. Tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying to them, I am going to put breath into you and bring you back to life. I will give you sinews and muscles, and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and bring you back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been told. While I was speaking, I heard a rattling noise, and the bones began to join together. While I watched, the bones were covered with sinews and muscles, and then with skin. But there was no breath in the bodies. God said to me, "Mortal man, prophesy to the wind. Tell the wind that the Sovereign Lord commands it to come from every direction, to breathe into these dead bodies, and to bring them back to life." So I prophesied as I had been told. Breath entered the bodies, and they came to life and stood up. There were enough of them to form an army. Ezekiel 37:1-14. The Lord, indeed, is calling us from this valley of dry bones to become full of spirit, love, testimony, service, and growth. Let us now study some ways to develop every one of these vital aspects of our groups. Jesus, our life. If our group is not centered in the Lord, if our motivation is other than giving Him praise and following the good news, then there is no life in us. We may be a sports club, a political party, a nice choir, but not a Christian community. The center of our group cannot be the leader, the football we play, the beautiful uniform we wear, a television set that we watch. It must be Jesus, and in an increasing way, day after day. The basic aim of our ministry is to lead youths to Christ. All activities and the following resources are means to this end. A body may have all the organs and limbs and yet be dead. We may be wonderful animators in many areas, but if the life of Christ is not in us, we are dead, we can produce no fruits. JN 15:1-10 and JN 14:6. Organization. Every group needs some organization. This is obvious, but in many African youth groups the organization takes the better part of the energies and tends to become the definition of the group, that is, we are a group of youths led by an executive committee consisting of. Organization should always follow a clear concept of identity and goals and not the other way around. We see that often, after a desire to create a group is expressed, the first activity is to create a committee to lead it instead of drafting a set of goals which this group wants to achieve. After relativizing the importance of organization per se as a life-creating instrument, we can add that a group needs a constitution which states the identity of the group, its goals, and the means to achieve them. A clear definition of ministry roles inside the group, teams, committees, the animator, or chaplain, etc. Clear relation and coordination with other youth movements such as the Youth Federation or Diocesan Youth Office, the parish, or school, and the PYC. Commitment. As we grow in life, we pass significant milestones which indicate our development and our entrance into another stage of rights and responsibilities. These milestones are achieved through some rites of passage like, for instance, an examination at the end of a period of training and are expressed symbolically in legal or academic documents like a driver's license, a national identity card or a diploma. Even though a parish or youth group is not a school, it is nevertheless important to establish some initiation rites and some symbolical elements to foster the desire of achieving a higher stage and remain committed afterwards to its duties and possibilities. In every moment we shall be aware of the tendency to erroneously identify external signs with inner commitment, the permanent temptation to Phariseeism. The motivation for our commitment to a deeper life should always be Christ Himself and not the achievement of status. Which simple elements are at our disposal to improve the commitment of our members? First and foremost, the personal relationship between the youth minister and every member of a group. We are not government officials checking the payment of taxes or teachers elevated to the rank of judges of knowledge. We are shepherds and, as such, our love for the flock shall greatly enhance their desire to belong and to do what is good for their own and the group's development. That said, and the temptation of bureaucracy as evangelization avoided, we may talk about a paperwork at the service of commitment. All members should fill a registration form after at least 1 month of continuous attendance and have a membership card. A basic commitment to ordinary Christian duties, Sunday Mass attendance, etc., must be shown before registration. After at least 1 year of regular participation, all members should pass some type of commitment rite, a promise, pledge, dedication. This rite, in order to be more powerful in its aim of fostering a sense of belonging to the group and a desire to be faithful to the promises which are made, may take some form of initiation rite, following African and church traditions. There is plenty of room for creativity. To foster this commitment, the Constitution may indicate the duties and rights of those already committed, like, for instance, that only they may be voted as leaders of a group. A record of attendance at weekly meetings, work, service, choir singing, should be kept to ensure that the degree of commitment of every person is permanently evaluated and corrected if they starting to get lax in the fulfillment of obligations. Spirituality. A group which does not pray together can hardly be expected to grow in Christian life, unless prayer life may be guaranteed by other groups to which the members belong. But, in general, we may say that some form or other of common prayer should be a standard discipline in any youth group. These prayer exercises or small liturgies may be done in a normal weekly meeting or, in a more dense way, once in a while around the liturgical season's themes and the events of the life of the group and the various persons who compose it. Prayer is an essential part of a regular weekly meeting. Opening prayer and final prayer. Let them not be hurried. Have one or the other a little more substantial, about 5 minutes, always including a small text from the Bible. Develop your group's system of prayer, following more or less the same routine, though with variations prepared by the person in charge for that day. Vigils and recollection days give possibilities to the group and individuals to have longer periods of silence, liturgy and common prayer. Monthly group masses, well prepared, are important to celebrate community and to make the group grow around the Eucharist, center of all Christian life. Special novenas connected to the life of the group like, for instance, to prepare for elections, a youth campaign, a youth day, etc. Penitential services, very important. Youth hardly go to confession. Participation in spiritual activities organized by other groups, BCCs, Blue Army, Charismatics, General. Be creative while preparing your prayer moments. You may use the Rosary, the Crown of the 12 Stars, the Angelus, prayers to your group's patron saint, prayers to the Holy Spirit, spontaneous prayers of thanksgiving and petition, the Bible, Psalms, meditation texts, Gospels of the liturgical season, learn together already made prayers, renew, prayer for human rights, St. Francis prayer, pidgin traditional prayers. Use times of silence, an often forgotten prayer resource, meditation and adoration. Change the places of prayer, before the tabernacle, in front of an image of Jesus or Mary, in the meeting room with a candle, etc. Formation. It is not difficult to find a theme to talk about for a day or a month to the group, but it is not easy to produce a clear system of catechesis to help youth to grow into all the richness of the gospel and the church. We will not exhaust here these themes, but will only give some hints about where to find sources of inspiration to prepare a solid formation for our youth. In the Anglophone Cameroons we suggest the Diocesan Catechism, the Lives of the Saints, prayer books, textbooks from the schools on religious formation, the Handbook of Catholic Youth Formation, by Father Anthony Gatt, various materials from Cameroon Panorama, Onward, and other youth magazines and newsletters, the Bible and Bible learning materials, special booklets on family life education, AIDS, justice, and peace, letters of the Pope, the bishops, youth movement chaplains, central newsletter of the Federation of Catholic Youth, the booklets produced after diocesan youth camps, conventions, symposiums, the priests' personal libraries and magazines, videos of significant films which may be used to discuss moral problems, examples of other persons' lives, music from tapes and records with lyrics which convey a beautiful message to meditate upon, record keeping, recording the special events, decisions, and activities of the group is very important to create a sense of community and history. You can do the following things. Keep the minutes of your meetings, executives. Start a parish youth photo album. You may also take some slides of important events and, once in a while, to celebrate a feast or to show others what you are doing together, you may prepare a slideshow with music and comments included and prepared by various members of the group in a cassette. Write reports and articles about your activities and send them to various publishers. Foster the use of exercise books in your group, so that various formation sessions, retreats, talks, do not end up being forgotten. Everything you do, write it down. Have a file for talks, letters, programs, etc. Write the history of salvation of your own group, as the Hebrews did, and use it for special moments.